become common for American movies to be shot outside the United States. In an attempt to stop so-called runaway production, Congress is considering legislation to counter tax breaks offered by Canada and other countries. Trevor Hughes reports on the incentives that allow Vancouver, Canada to thrive as a movie production center, while its U.S. counterpart, Seattle, struggles.
A waterfront streetcar rattles along near Pike Place Market. Just 10 years ago, this neighborhood was made famous. Tom Hanks dined here with Rob Reiner in Sleepless in Seattle. Sylvester Stallone chased Antonio Banderas under the Alaskan Way Viaduct in Assassins. But those days are gone. Seattle hasn't seen one feature film this year. Why? It's cheaper to go a few miles north to film a movie in Vancouver. The city has a similar look, the crews are experienced, and everything costs less due to the difference between American and Canadian dollars. This year, there have been over 30 feature films shot in Vancouver. Warner Brothers' Catwoman is currently filming in and around downtown Vancouver. The estimated $100 million feature film stars Halle Berry, Sharon Stone, and Benjamin Bratt. Today, Bratt is rescuing a woman from a Ferris wheel set up on the east side. $100 million U.S. is almost $134 million Canadian. That stretches the producer's budget. But Vancouver enjoys something Seattle doesn't, the Production Services Tax Credit. It's a labor-based incentive program for foreign producers who choose to shoot and hire their crew in the province of British Columbia. The tax credit, abbreviated as the PSTC, also stretches a producer's dollars.
PSTC, as it currently stands now, is 11% for basic tax credit on all British Columbia labor expenditures.
Robert Wong is the manager of the tax credit program at British Columbia Film. They're the group responsible for handing out the tax credit to foreign producers.
If you make an assumption that about 50% of your total cost of production is going to be labor, effectively your British Columbia portion is about 5.5% of your total cost of production.
If we did make that assumption for Catwoman, that would mean a savings of $5.5 million. But wait, that's not all. The production would be eligible for a 16% federal labor-based tax credit. That would mean another $7 million off, for a total of $13 million. The province gets people to work. The Canadian federal government receives their income tax. It's a win-win situation.
In some ways, we're not competing with Canada and Australia and New Zealand. We can't.
Donna James is the director of the Seattle Film Office. When Canada's tax credit program started up in 1998, Washington State's film industry went into a slump. She says her own state's laws tie her hands. She can't compete because the Washington State Constitution prohibits any government refund or loan to any private company, including film producers.
So it's very hard for us, it's almost impossible for us to offer people the kinds of incentives, for example, that they offer in those other countries.
Donna James says as a result, she's watched Seattle's experienced film crews leak away to Vancouver and Los Angeles. Susie Kellett of the Washington State Film Office says it's frustrating to know that film production is so busy just a few miles away.
The state needs to do something big to get the big business back.
Kellett used to run the Illinois Film Office. Illinois used to have a $170 million a year industry, but no more. Even the film Chicago was filmed in Toronto. Illinois, New Jersey, and Maryland have all passed legislation recently to offer state tax exemptions on sales, rentals, and services attached to a film shoot. Kellett says that the federal government has also introduced legislation to level the playing field with Canada's tax incentive programs.
And I think when you're in Washington, this is a very good idea. This is big business. But then you have to go back to the communities and sell this to your constituents. And you're looking at communities, huge financial debt, high, high unemployment, education issues, infrastructure issues. And suddenly when you're saying, you know, we'd like to give some incentives to the film industry, what it looks like is corporate welfare.
One of the people trying to get such legislation through Washington is Congressman David Dreyer, a Republican from San Dimas, California. Even in California, he runs into the corporate welfare perception with his constituents.
When in fact there are producers, writers, camera people who are middle-income wage earners, or even lower than that.
He says it's also the fringe jobs, retailers, caterers, and florists, that are lost when a production crosses the border. And so Dreyer, along with Democratic Congressman Howard Berman, spearheaded the introduction of wage-based tax relief for film and television projects produced in the U.S.
So what we've done with H.R. 715 is we provide a tax credit, 25%, on the first $25,000 in income for qualified employees of motion pictures and television programs.
Dreyer's bill would only apply to projects with up to a $7.5 million budget, which isn't exactly Catwoman. But Congress is considering provisions that could give major breaks for larger budgets. The provisions are attached to House and Senate bills designed to replace export tax legislation, recently declared illegal by the WTO. The House Americans Jobs Creation Act would lower corporate income taxes for all manufacturers, including movie makers. But the bill also passed out of committee with an amendment. Half of the production wages must be paid to employees in the U.S. The Senate also included tax incentives, providing at least 75% of wages spent are for services performed within the country. Congressman Dreyer says the goal is to make sure the U.S. has a healthy film industry, whether shooting here or abroad.
I think that anyone should be able to make a picture in Canada, or Romania, or Burkina Faso, any place in the world. I just believe that we need to do what we can to respond to any country that is providing incentives.
In the meantime, Donna James is working to beef up the local Seattle film production community. Her office has just initiated several small incentives. These include $25 a day film permits, free use of city property, and no charge Seattle Police Department assistance for low budget filmmakers.
These indigenous filmmakers can grow and become more of a vital economic impact in our city. They're hiring people. They're bigger than they were 5 years ago.
James hopes that by rebuilding her city's film community from the bottom up, she'll give her film professionals the chance to keep busy while they wait to see if the big movies come knocking again. For NPR News, I'm Trevor Hughes in Vancouver.